The following presentation is a production of Ride the Wave Media.
Step into the world of A is for Adversity, a podcast where we explore the journey of motherhood. Join us weekly as we navigate the intricate garden of self-discovery amidst the trials of motherhood. This is your space to nurture your identity and bloom. I'm your host, Jen Banks.
Hey, thanks for joining me on the podcast this week. I was going to do a solo episode, but I was invited to be a speaker at a mom summit on March 22nd. So I've invited Tina Salisbury, the leader of that group and event, to be my guest, and I can't wait for you to learn from her. She and I have a very similar mission and purpose in helping moms maintain their identity through motherhood. So let's get to the interview.
All right. I'm here with Tina Salisbury. How are you today?
Good. Thank you, Jen.
Yes, it's so fun to meet in person. I have done it a lot on Zoom, and that's so convenient, but it just changes everything when you're in person and you can see what's going on face to face, all those things.
Yeah, we're chatting just like girlfriends. I love it.
So true.
So fun.
And last time I was here, I touched my face a lot, so I'm going to try and be more aware of that. But it's, yeah, it just adds a whole new layer when you're in person. But I'm grateful to be able to talk to you. Our visions and purpose are so aligned that I felt like it was a great fit, and even more so to do it in person. So thank you for taking this time.
Yeah, I'm excited to see what we can put together back and forth. I think there'll be a ton of good things today.
Yes. Well, if you would start by just introducing yourself briefly to my audience.
Yeah. My name is Tina Salisbury. I am a master life design and performance coach and speaker. So I really work right now to help successful working moms, mostly from a corporate setting, to really align and take that success to not only feel success in what they're doing in their professions, but to also translate that to great work-life balance so that they feel like they're being successful also as moms and wives at home, right? In fulfilling all of those roles instead of just being successful at one or the other.
That's so fantastic. I heard a quote recently by Glennon Doyle that said, "The soul underneath all the roles." And I really liked that because there's such an identity to us that supersedes our roles, and the person that we are underneath is so important to let that be expressed and fulfilled. So, well, what I usually do with my guests is we kind of talk about who we are as individuals, and then we move into more what we do. A lot of times we just combine those two. You know, we say we're a wife, we're a mom, but we're so much more. So we'll start by talking about that a little. What do you feel is one of your core values?
Yeah, I really love that because, you know, like we hear that I am statement, you know, and whatever we attach after that is really what we assimilate to. And it's really easy to just do our roles, right? I am a mom. I am a working woman. I am a triathlete, right? All of those things. But I love that because underneath those things, it's what we do that really gives us breath and life into those roles. So one of my core values is really family first, I think is probably my driving core value, and to really use my family and how I want those relationships to look like, being intentional with that time as a filter for being able to what I say yes to and what I say no to. Probably one of my, in my past life, I say, and this was interesting because when I first got married, my husband said, "You say yes to everything." And I was like offended. And I said, "No, I don't." Right. And he said, "You do." And it really actually was a great opportunity for me to take pause and really say, what am I saying yes to? And found that I really was saying yes to a lot of things that weren't important to me, that were causing a lot of stress, were causing a lot of time away from what was important to me or what I really wanted to be doing, which then can build up some of that resentment, or we don't look forward to anything anymore and we just feel a lot of stress and overwhelm. So I've really tried to kind of balance that more so with not just, is this good for my family or is this something I can do and serve people in, but is this truly what I want? Is it going to bring the intentional time and allow me to be present with the things that matter most to me? And that has really helped serve me and my family, right? And I think taking ownership to serve ourselves within that culmination, not just do what's best for everyone else, is something that we really need to find that real fulfillment, not just feel successful in our life.
Yeah, that resonates with me because I'm a yes person too. I say yes to a lot of things. And only recently did I came across the book Essentialism and just really truly honing down on what really fulfills you and where you want to spend your time, how you can make the most impact. And so that's been good. Also in that, I've had to learn that when you say yes, there's an implied no to something else. So the trade-offs and just really weighing those options. I love how you said you use it as a filter. And then also along with that, I've heard to use your family or your children as a reason, not an excuse.
Yeah.
And so I love that that's your reason for doing all the things that you're doing is, you know, your highest value is family. And so all the other things are falling into place under that.
With that, like, yes and no, like, I even heard it probably at a more powerful level that it said, like, when we decide to say yes to something, it means we have 1,000 no's, right? And a lot of times we focus on saying that no and what that's going to mean and, you know, what are people going to think about that? But when we start thinking about, like, the power of a yes, right, allowing me to say no means I get to say yes to something that's even more powerful or more aligned with what I want to do and who I want to become, I think that that can be just super powerful in our lives. But really, it does require us knowing. Saying yes means saying no to not just something, but probably a lot of things to create those boundaries and that space for what really matters to us, which is really what creates that balance, isn't just doing everything all of the time, but really allowing ourselves to do the right things at the right time because we really truly understand and have thought through what matters to us.
Wow, that is more impactful. I like that. One of my core values is connection. And I used to feel guilty that one of my values wasn't family because, as you and many know, I'm in the thick of motherhood. My kids are little. And so, yeah, my value is connection. And so finding that connection with my kids, those moments where I do feel like I'm connecting, whether it's reading bedtime stories or having that one-on-one time with them, that's what truly fills me up. And so I found that connection with other moms and with other people. But of course, I love my family, but just seeing it through the lens of connection was more impactful for me. So it's crazy how just that word shift can change everything. So, and no two people will have the same exact values for the same exact reason. So really finding what lights you up and what is resonates for you.
Yeah, I love that. And knowing like connection from a lot of different areas is important too, right? Because a lot of times, like going back to that, living within our roles and we are our roles, you know, I am a mother is probably one of the most important values to any woman who has been given the gift to be a mother, right? Mm-hmm. So we feel like if I take away from that, it means that somebody else is going to suffer, right? And we start to feel guilty or feel like we're going to take away for giving ourselves that connection in some other area of our life too, where really, if that is life-giving to us to have those connections, whether it be more personal or more intentional time with our kids, or it be with other moms or our friends, or just being out by ourselves, right? I love a good shopping trip only for the opportunity that my kids don't love to go shopping. So it's a great, great moment for me to just be by myself.
Yes.
But all of those yeses to the connections that mean most to us, like help us to be more fulfilling in those important roles in our life too. So I think that's probably why you find that that happens for you is you give yourself that yes, right? That and.
Yeah, that's so great. So one of the questions I get a lot is how can women find time for themselves, which, you know, is a loaded question because we are with our children a lot of the time. But what would you say is a way that women could discover more themselves or what their true passions are?
Yeah. So if you'll allow, I'll just share a personal story that really this helped me to be able to see that in my own life. And, you know, I used to feel a lot of shame around this story because it doesn't show the best light of me being a great mom. But when I drive home from work and I was just feeling like I just wasn't giving enough to my family, right? Again, that we kind of have that either or thinking or, you know, it's like, well, if I'm being successful and putting a lot in work and then I go home and I'm tired and I'm low energy and I'm just not the best mom that I want to be. And I just always felt so much conflict in those two roles, working and being great for my family. So on my way home, I would often contemplate this thought of maybe it would be better if I just wasn't here, right? Mm-hmm. Maybe they would just have a better life and things would be better for them if I just wasn't here, right? And that's kind of a deep, dark thought to share, but I share that vulnerably because it really is what I thought. Yeah. And I felt that over and over and over again on these drives home. And I remember one time I just thought, okay, well, if you left, like, what would you do, right? What would your life be like if you didn't go home to this family and these kids? And I started like thinking to myself about like that I would go to the gym and that I, you know, might go out with girlfriends and I would probably do a little bit of shopping so that I upgraded my wardrobe a little bit and looked nicer at work. And it actually, I'm really thankful for that experience, even though at first it seems like something I should be ashamed of, because in that moment when I recognize like all of those things that I really would be doing if I didn't have this role as wife and mother, it really helped me to know like those were the things I needed to be doing to be the best wife and mother. Mm. Because it showed me I was neglecting Tina. Mm. I was neglecting filling my cup up. And I love to teach my clients this analogy of like us being this crystal vase, right? So we're this beautiful crystal vase. And everything that we do to nourish ourselves is like putting water in this vase, right? And so if we love to work out, you know, or if that's something that's important to us, like that helps fill our vase. If we love to just have a few minutes of quiet time in the morning, that will fill our vase. If we love to be out with friends, that will fill our vase, right? But what we tend to do is as we start to this vase, you know, we have water in this vase and people ask things of us and we're expected to do this or do that. And, you know, we start to tip over a little bit to pour into all of those other people and all of those other projects and needs that need our time and attention. And a lot of times that comes at the expense of us doing the things that we need for us. So we're tipping out, but we're not filling that vase up. And as you can imagine, as we do that, what has to happen to that vase for us to pour out more into other people? We have to keep tipping further and further and further till eventually what will happen? We'll fall, right? Or we'll break, we'll shatter into a million pieces because, you know, that water levels keep getting lower and lower. So for us to keep giving more without replenishing that for ourselves requires like this breaking point, right? And I think a lot of moms probably felt that overwhelm of that, you know, point where it's just like, I can't give any more.
Yeah.
So I think recognizing that is the first key point. It's up to us. We have to decide to make that a priority for us, bar none, right? There's nothing else you can do if you don't first make that a priority for yourself. And then I teach people to really put that first in your time and in your schedule. It's not going to feel natural. You're going to want to feel all the guilt and all of the shame. But even if it's just like I said, 10 minutes in the morning, even if it's not doing anything except just enjoying a warm tea or the stillness or just listening to a quiet moment, or maybe it is going out for a walk or whatever it is, like what fills you up? What brings you joy? If you didn't have any other responsibilities, what were some of those things that you'd be doing? And if we take the time to just put a little piece of that, right? We try to go all in, but it's really like, just start small. Like what is one 10-minute thing that you can give to yourself two or three times a week, right? To start, and as you start to recognize how valuable that is for you and that it doesn't take away from all of our other roles, that we'll be a lot more capable to give that to ourselves and actually prove to ourselves that this is true. This actually, when I fill myself up, right? Again, that crystal vase, I just want to fill it up so high that it's just going to overflow and all of my abundant energy and joy and abilities are going to pour out into people. I don't have to tip over anymore, right? And I think that that's, we've got to be willing to overcome that initial feeling of, in that story, right? If I'm going to give to myself, it's going to take away from the other people in my life. And allow ourselves to understand when we take better care of ourselves, it brings the gift of us giving not only ourself, but our very best self to those other things. And we start, instead of feeling that resentfulness and feeling like maybe we should just step away like I did, it actually brings us more joy to be with those people that we care about most in our life.
That's so good. I heard too that a lot of people feel that they want to escape from their life. And I feel like as we bring those little things back in, then we'll be able to feel like we're handling things. You know, we won't need this big escape. We can just incorporate those little things daily that will fill us up over time. That's so good. And I like the intentionality that you mentioned to just start first, that you do need this and you are going to set apart the time to contribute to yourself and your vase. Because I feel like once we do that, ways open up that we hadn't discovered before. You know, we're changing our story. So we're looking for opportunities to fill our vase instead of just dwelling on how we have an empty vase. And so let's talk creativity for a minute, because sometimes we do feel stuck in a box. You know, I have mentioned before that I put my boys in daycare once a week. And so that's a way to carve out some time for myself, you know, and of course I do little things every day. One of my friends encouraged me to do 3 self-cares a day. And so I find little pockets throughout the day to do that. But what are some other ways we can get creative in creating space or time for what we enjoy?
Yeah. So here's a really good exercise, because just like you said, we tend to like think, if I'm going to do X for myself, it has to be this particular way, right? And it's like there's only one way to do that, right? Like, so if I'm going to step away for an exercise, it means my kids have to be somewhere else, or they have to be occupied, or this or that. Like, it has to be a certain way. So one really great exercise that I found really helps women to expand that is, because we're asking the wrong question. We're like, how, you know, can I do this, right? Can I do this? And when we ask, can I do this? And we see all of the other things coming at us that say, no, no, no. Then we just kind of drop it and say, well, I guess maybe I'll try to fit it in, right? So a better question to ask ourselves is, what are all of the ways that this could be possible for me, right? Like, I want to get this workout in. So how can I make that possible for myself? Right. And when we ask that better question of how could this be possible for me, this is where it gets really fun, because I want you to start thinking of, like, not just one way that that could be possible, but it just, like, just eliminate any obstacles and say, OK, I'm going to come up with a list of like 5 to 10 ways that this could be possible. Right. Even if they're not realistic, even if it's not something you would want to do, there's something really powerful when we just allow there to be more possibility of how things could be possible in our life, right? Yeah. So I shared this story with you, and I'll just kind of reiterate it, because, you know, when I left my corporate job, so I could be home and more present as a mom, only to find out I really loved the piece of Tina that worked. And I wanted to incorporate some of that. But with young children, it was nearly impossible, right, to feel like I could have any space and time to be able to work on a business and be present for my kids. So allowing myself to think, how can that be possible for me, led to, you know, me just being more aware of what other people were doing to be able to do that. So of course I could do it while the kids napped, right? That was kind of like the only time I would allow myself to do that. But then I heard somebody mention that, you know, she would go to the gym and she would use the childcare option. So not only would she get like a 30-minute workout, but then she would use the other 30 minutes of that hour time that she paid for to then work on her business, right? So she would just take her laptop and sit down at the table and work really hard to get to do that, right? And then I thought, okay, I've got other moms who, you know, whether it's working on a business or just wanting to have some time to go run errands or shop, like, we want this too. So we would swap, right? So their kids would come over and then my kids would go over there and we would each have like some individual time. And, you know, then I thought, okay, my mom always wants to have more opportunities with the kids. So once a month, we would just really talk about an activity that she would enjoy doing with the kids. And I would plan stuff during that time, right? So all of a sudden, instead of it just being able to do what I needed to do for me during kids' nap time, now I had like a list of like 5 to 10 things that how I could make this possible, right? And it's so fun because there's no wrong or right answers in possibility. Some of them might work really well for us. Some might just totally bomb, right? And it's like, well, that didn't work out well. But either way, we really learn what serves us. And what I love about creating that list, instead of just saying, I'm going to try this and I'm going to try this and just doing that one at a time, is like I always feel more engaged to do the thing that I want to, because if it doesn't work out this way, it's fine. I have a list of a lot of other ways to be able to do that too. And that feels good, like empowering me to say, this doesn't have to be right, right? Mm-hmm. It could go wrong and that's all right, because I could just try something else, right? And allowing ourselves that flexibility to just kind of be playful to see what does fit into our life and what doesn't fit into our life really allows us to do more with our life.
I love that. And especially that take on possibility, because when we open that door, more things come. I heard too, sometimes we think, oh, okay, I got to get a babysitter for all my kids, but maybe you get a babysitter for some of them and then you take the other two out for something, you know, or you're able to go on a walk with your youngest in a stroller, but then the other two stay home, or you find a play date for one. So yeah, things just keep on coming once you open that door. So that's great. And then I was going to say something else too. You have such a way with words that it just brings so much to mind. So thank you for sharing all the things that
welcome.
You have.
Yes.
Well, let's talk a little bit about, oh, I remember, there's the thought. So I heard recently about job crafting. And so really finding a way to kind of switch your motherhood role into better fit for you. So the one that I came up was office manager. For some reason, that just spoke to me because I used to want to be a secretary, and just it just helped me lean into my strengths that I was the office manager of my home and I was managing all these things and all the activities. And so, yeah, finding what works for you. Maybe you're your life coach for your kids, or maybe you're the activities committee, or, you know, something that really lights you up as well, so that you're bringing that role into motherhood as well.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely. I think what matters to us, like we can still express that in all of our roles. So again, asking better questions of ourselves is so important, right? To understand when we're like limiting ourselves to it has to be this way or no way, that all or nothing thinking is something we easily get stuck into, because our brain actually doesn't want us to try new things. It doesn't want to think of how it could be possible for us. But I love that, right, to bring our kids and our family into what matters to us as well, right? Like I want my girls to be able to dream in a lot of different capacities about who they want to be and what's possible for them and how they can do that, you know, instead of just, again, we're a lot of times just controlled by these cultural norms and what we think is expected and how that has to be. And so, you know, for all of my kids, boys and girls, right, is like just showing them, like, ask yourself, like, how could this be possible for me? And then allow yourself to just move forward, right? And knowing that, you know, the mistakes that we make, those times that we fall flat, those times that, you know, we might fail, it actually is just teaching us a lesson, right? And when we allow it to just be a lesson instead of making it about us or what that means about us and what we're capable about, again, labeling ourselves with that, it's fine, right? It just means we explored and, you know, it actually could be for our benefit, right? That to know what the best way is, the only way to that is to find out all of the ways it doesn't work too,
yeah,
right? So bringing that in, I think, is not only great and allows for some playfulness in our lives, and we need playfulness, right? It needs to be fun for us to do the things that we want to do, but it also shows our kids to be more resilient too, right? Yeah. And to allow themselves to just go try things instead of having that fear stop us all of the time to move forward because we're thinking about all of the ways that it's not going to work.
Yeah. That reminds me of adversity. You know, I always have my adversity lens on, and just learning from those mistakes makes us stronger at the end. And we've discovered what doesn't work and what does work. So
yeah,
that's great. Taking those in stride. Well, let's talk about your upcoming event. I'm so excited.
Yeah.
Tina asked me to participate in a mom summit coming up in March. So yeah, we'll just give you a little sneak peek.
Yeah. So The Momentum Next Level Summit is going to happen on March 22nd. And our theme for this particular event is going to be Rising Beyond Limits. And I love that so much because, again, it gives us an opportunity as working moms, as women, to really take a look at where are we and where do we want to go. And a lot of times we're really super focused on where we want to go, but we don't really want to take a look at where we are, where both are really important, right? In order to get ourselves to the destination that we want to, it's much more helpful to know where we are as well. And right, like if you put it into a GPS, you know, you want to get to Denver, Colorado. If I just say, I'm in Utah, get me to Denver. Well, that might not be the very best route for me to take to get there. But if I'm in Salt Lake City, Utah, and I can give them a very specific address, it allows me to just close that destination a lot quicker and faster. So we need to do those things in our life too, recognize where we're starting from, where we want to go, and then that gap in between, it's all about really creating an intentional focus on who we want to become and then doing the things that we want to do. We're always in a rush to just keep doing more things to prove that we can, that we're enough, that we do this. And this summit's really going to be helping us to see, like, what are some of those roadblocks that hold us back? What are some of those things that keep us stuck in feeling like we aren't capable to reach our goals? Or maybe there's some people out there who just are feeling a little lost in what that purpose is for them and what their next step is and where they want to go. So this summit is all about, one, recognizing the very best of you, who you do want to become. And then when we look at where we are right now, instead of feeling more hopeless or maybe more fear of starting, like to actually see the powerful truths that are in you that will be the catalyst to get you there. So it's going to be a really great day to do that. We're also going to talk about that self-sabotage, that mom guilt, and what actually is happening there and how can we take that instead of being against us to actually start build a very powerful system for us that leads us to the direction of the goals that we want to go. So I'm excited about that. I'm excited to have you and several panelists. We're going to just open this up to really get some different views on working motherhood and what that looks like and what the successes have been for you guys, and just open up for people to ask questions and to, I think, just create community, right? So that we know we're not alone in this. We're not the only one who feels incapable or feels overwhelmed with trying to juggle all of the responsibilities and roles that we do have as mothers. But that actually, all of these things can be a powerful knowing for us. And when we become more aware of how to use that for us instead of against us, that the things that we want are so much closer than we think that they are. And we don't have to wait for that. We can actually create more and more of how we want to feel and what we want to have right now in our lives.
Oh, I love that. Well, I'm certainly excited for it. It'll be in Murray, Utah, and you can register. I have the link on my bio on Instagram, AS for Adversity. And oh, it'll just be so exciting. I am on a mission to eliminate mom guilt, so I'm excited. I feel like that event will just be a continuation of this conversation and just an extension of these thoughts and what I've been sharing lately on the podcast. So I'm so excited that I am able to collaborate with you on that.
Good. Yeah. And come and join us, right? It's a live event. It's also being broadcast via Zoom. So if you can't attend live and you want to just be virtually on board, like, there's a lot of options to say yes.
Yes. That's perfect. Well, thank you for your time again. It's been so fabulous just chatting with you and hearing your knowledge and expertise. And I always look for moms that are 10 steps ahead of me and, you know, just learning from their example. So thank you.
So good. Thanks, Jen. I appreciate being here too.
Thank you to Skylar for this episode. He has his own in-home podcast studio, and we were able to record this interview live in his studio. So if you would like to do that or start your own podcast, reach out to me and I can get you connected to the right people.